Hi again, everyone. I'm Pat.
I believe I can fly. Hello there. Welcome back. I'm Buffy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Buffy was singing that song because of the article we're talking about.
That's right.
Okay. We're going to finish our 3-day article about Daedalus and his son, Icarus.
Okay. In the story so far, Daedalus, a smart man who was good at inventing things, built a maze for the evil king Minos.
Yes, but then Minos locked him and his son in a tower so they couldn't tell anyone the secret of the maze.
But Daedalus was clever, so he decided to escape.
He used wax and birds' feathers to build wings for him and Icarus. In today's article, we'll find out what happened next.
今天就是我们逃脱记的大结局咯。究竟这对父子能不能顺利飞离高塔呢？让我们先看今天的文章。
Daedalus and Icarus.
Before they escaped, Daedalus warned Icarus.
Don't fly too high. The sun will melt the wax and ruin your wings.
Icarus nodded. Then, the father and son jumped out of the window and began flying. Icarus had so much fun and became careless. He went too high. His dad yelled,
"Icarus, come back down!"
But it was too late. The sun melted the waxAnd Icarus's wings came apart. Icarus fell into the ocean and drowned. Daedalus's heart broke, and he cried and cried. He decided to call the land near Icarus's death Icaria, in memory of his son.
Word power!
High. Nate jumps higher than anyone else on the basketball team. Nate jumps higher than anyone else on the basketball team. Nod. Nodded. I nod in class to let my teacher knowI understand the lesson. I nod in class to let my teacher know I understand the lesson. Careless. Michelle broke the glass, but it was a careless mistake. Michelle broke the glass, but it was a careless mistake.
Death.
My grandmother believes in a life after death. My grandmother believes in a life after death.
So now, Daedalus and Icarus have their wings. Yeah, they're going to fly like in Buffy's song. Everything is ready.All they need to do is jump out of the window and fly to safety. But Daedalus is very clever, and he knows the wings are only made from wax and birds' feathers.
好，翅膀做好了。那但是现在只要跳下高塔就可以自由了。可是有一个条件吧。There is a catch. And what is it, Pat?
Well, Daedalus is going to be careful, okay?The article says, before they escaped, Daedalus warned Icarus, don't fly too high. Okay, high, H-I-G-H, high, means at or to a position or level that's a long way up from the ground or from the bottom.
That's right. 在脱逃之前呢 ，Daedalus 就对 Icarus 说：“哎，不要飞太高哦。High 是个副词，表示高，在高处的意思。那 too 呢，就是程度副词，用来修饰 high, too high, very high.
So we could say Nate jumps higher than anyone else on the basketball team. Nate jumps higher than anyone else on the basketball team.
奈特呢跳得比篮球队里的任何人都还要高。
But why does Daedalus tell Icarus not to fly too high? What do you think, Buffy?
为什么不要飞太高啊? I think because it's dangerous.
I think you're right. And Daedalus explains why to his son. He says, the sun will melt.The wax and ruin your wings.
I see.
Yeah, if something melts, that's M-E-L-T, melt, we can put S to make melts, it stops being solid and becomes a liquid. So think about like when ice gets hot, it turns into water, it melts.
原来不要飞太高是因为太阳会融化翅膀上的蜡那翅膀就会坏啦。Melt 就是动词融化的意思。
So we could say, the day was so hot that my ice cream melted.
Too bad.
The day was so hot that my ice cream melted.
哎呦天气热到我的冰淇淋都融化了。
So sad.However, that sounds like excellent advice. His son thought so too, because as the article says, Icarus nodded. To nod, N-O-D, means to move your head up and down, especially in order to show agreement or understanding, like this.
That's right. Nod 是动词点头。那可以点头表示知道或者是点头表示同意。片语 nod off 就是打瞌睡、打盹的意思。
Yeah, so here's a sentence for nod. I nod in class to let my teacher know I understand the lesson. I nod in class to let my teacher know I understand the lesson.
我在课堂上点头让老师知道我理解这一堂课所学到的东西。
So Icarus understands not to fly too high.
Okay.
Then the father and son jumped out of the window and began flying. That sounds great. I've jumped out of a plane before and that was like flying.
Wow, Pat 老师说他从飞机上跳下来过。What an experience.
It was. It was a bit scary. However,It sounds like Icarus was enjoying it too much. Yeah, he loved flying. The article says Icarus had so much fun and became careless. Careless, C-A-R-E-L-E-S-S, careless means not giving enough attention and thought to what you're doing. So you make mistakes.
哇乐极生悲 Icarus 太开心了结果变得有点 careless careless 是形容词表示粗心的轻率的那如果你看到字尾是 L-E-S-S 表示没有比如说 help 加上 less 就变成
helpless
那 use 加上 less 就变成
useless
就是没有用的意思咯、
So for careless we could sayMichelle broke the glass, but it was a careless mistake. She didn't mean it. Michelle broke the glass, but it was a careless mistake. Like, oops!
Michelle 打破玻璃了，那但是这只是无心之过啦，不是故意的。
So Icarus was enjoying the flying so much that he got careless. Oh dear, I think I know what's going to happen.
You know?
The article says he went too high. His dad yelled, Icarus, come back down! But it was too late.
哇爸爸就开始大叫了 Icarus, 快下来啊但是这一切都太迟了。这边呢我们看到 come 这个动词它还有任何其他的特殊之处吗 赶快来看看我们英文快一通的讲解吧。
英文
快通
，Oh yeah！
Hello， 大家好 ，I'm Tim。英文中我们常用 come 来表达来临或者到来的意思。不过这个动词究竟还有什么用法呢？现在就让我们一起来看看吧。come 这个字有两种常见的用法。第一种就是我们本课的用法 ，come 加上副词，表示来临或者到来的意思。例如，假期就快到啦，这时我们就可以说 ，Holidays are coming soon。Holidays are coming soon。或者假如你是一个相当重视家庭的人，你就可以说 Family comes first, work comes second. Family comes first, work comes second. 表示家庭比较重要，工作才是次要的。而这边的 soon, first 以及 second 都是副词的用法。另外，我要回家啦，英文就是 I'm coming home, I'm coming home.这边的 home 可不是名词哦，它同样也是当作副词来使用，表示在家或者到家的意思。此外，我们也可以在 come 的后面加上介系词以及名词，同样也有到来的意思。例如，你今天生病请病假，老师可能会打电话问你说 ：“Hello, would you come to school today? Would you come to school today? 你今天会来上学吗？”另外。假设今天放假，朋友想找你出去玩，但你的功课还没有写完，这时候你的朋友可能就会请求你说 Oh, please come with us. Please come with us. 跟我们一起出去玩好吗？然而 come 除了有来临到来的意思之外，我们常常听到有人祝福别人的时候会说 May your dreams come true. May your dreams come true.表示祝福你的美梦成真。Summer vacation is coming soon， 暑假就快到啦，同学们是不是很兴奋呢？我们下次见咯，拜拜。
Well, back to our article, and Icarus is flying too high, and you can guess what happened next. The sun melted the wax, and Icarus's wings came apart.
Oh no.
That means they broke into lots of little pieces.
Oh no, 炙热的太阳呢融化了 Icarus 翅膀上的蜡，所以翅膀就 came apart, 也就是 became separated into pieces, 支离破碎了。Apart 是副词，表示拆开的、散开的。翅膀支离破碎了，就飞不起来啦。
Oh dear.The article says,Icarus fell into the ocean and drowned. If you drown, D-R-O-W-N, drown, then it means you die in the water.
所以呢，文章就说 Icarus 就掉进海里 fell into the ocean, 然后就淹死了。Drown 是动词，表示淹水、淹死的意思。
So, for example, the boat was destroyed in a storm and all the sailors drowned. The boat was destroyed in a storm and all the sailors drowned.
这艘船只呢在暴风雨中被摧毁，而船上所有的船员都不幸罹难 drowned.
Icarus should have listened to his father. Yeah, the article goes on. Daedalus's heart broke.And he cried and cried. Poor guy.
哎呦，真是的，白发人送黑发人，真的是令人不胜唏嘘哎。所以啊 ，Daedalus 当然就很伤心的一直哭咯。Broke 是 break 的过去式 ，B-R-E-A-K， 表示打破、毁坏的意思。那 cried 是 C-R-Y， cry 的过去式，记得要去 y 加 i-e-d， cried 哦。
Well, he went on to escape, though.
Okay.
He got away. The article says he decided to call the land near Icarus's death Icaria, in memory of his son. Death, D-E-A-T-H, death means the fact of someone dying or being killed.
爸爸呢就决定将 Icarus 坠海身亡的附近的小岛取名为 Icaria 来纪念他的身亡。 这边呢，我们看到 death 是名词，表示死亡、死的意思。
Mm-hmm. So for example, you could say, My grandmother believes in a life after death. My grandmother believes in a life after death.
我的外婆相信死后的生命。这边补充一下 ,a matter of life and death,、
mm-hmm.
就是生死攸关的事情，换言之也就是很重要或者很严重的状况。Don't disturb me unless it's a matter of life and death.
Wow.
除非是很严重的事，不然不准打扰我。
So that last phrase, in memory of, means to remember someone who has died.
In memory of, 就是作为对某人的纪念。
So we could say, we named our son Danny in memory of his grandfather. We named our son Danny in memory of his grandfather.
我们把儿子取名为丹尼，以纪念他的祖父。
Okay, that's the end of the article. The story has a sad end, but it has an important lesson as well. Let's discuss that in our ending.
Okay, let's go to our wrap-up.
That's the end of this story, though not the end of Daedalus.
No.
He actually got Minos back for locking him up.And his son's death.
Wow.
He killed Minos some years later in a bath of really hot water.
Ooh, okay. As well as being a good story, there are some lessons in the story of Icarus.
Yes, it's a lesson not to be too proud of what you can do or become careless because you want to fly everywhere.
It's also a lesson to listen to good advice, especially from your parents.
Mm.Okay, we hope you've enjoyed this Greek myth. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
A-Pod 小聚会。
你这次月考考几分啊？
哦，我又不及格了啦。
Ooh, your mom must have hit the ceiling when you failed the test.
哎，奇怪。他打我都来不及了，干嘛撞天花板呢、啊、
？Hi, I'm Evita， 欢迎收看 A Plus 小聚会。刚刚对话中，里面我们听到 hit the ceiling， 真的只是撞到天花板的意思吗？是这样的，天花板明明和我们的头有多少一定的距离，如果要撞到天花板，表示气到暴跳如雷，都撞到了天花板。那也相对于中文成语中的怒发冲冠或怒气冲天的概念。所以啊，如果你考试考砸了，回家后妈妈果然勃然大怒啊，那你就可以说 My mom hit the ceiling when I failed my test. My mom hit the ceiling when I failed my test. 用这个俗语的时候，我们不会直接说 He hits the ceiling， 通常会叙述原因，而这个事件使得对方气得 hit the ceiling。那在这边我们再造一个句子 When I came home at 3, my mom hit the ceiling. When I came home at 3, my mother hit the ceiling. 我昨天凌晨三点才回到家，我妈妈简直气死了。哎呀，我只是举个例子，我才不会凌晨三点才回到家。所以啊，同学们不要让爸爸妈妈气得一飞冲天去撞天花板，可是要乖乖听话的哦。那我们下次见啦，拜拜。
Daedalus and Icarus.
Before they escaped, Daedalus warned Icarus.
Don't fly too high. The sun will melt the wax and ruin your wings.
Icarus nodded. Then the father and son jumped out of the window and began flying. Icarus had so much fun and became careless. He went too high.His dad yelled,
Icarus, come back down.
But it was too late. The sun melted the wax and Icarus's wings came apart. Icarus fell into the ocean and drowned. Daedalus's heart broke and he cried and cried. He decided to call the land near Icarus's death Icaria in memory of his son.
Heim. Heim. Nate jumps higher than anyone else on the basketball team. Nate jumps higher than anyone else on the basketball team. Nod. Nod. Nod, nodded, nodded. I nod in class to let my teacher know I understand the lesson. I nod in class to let my teacher know I understand the lesson. Careless. Careless. Michelle broke the glass, but it was a careless mistake. Michelle broke the glass, but it was a careless mistake. Death. Death. My grandmother believes in a life after death. My grandmother believes in a life after death.